moments of melody, a thought, a song, and some words from the world's bestseller. A representative of the United States returned from his foreign post and was asked, "Why have you come back?" "Because I got tired of the responsibility," he answered. They asked, "Well, how was that?" "Why, everywhere I went, people watched me and talked about Uncle Sam. If I took a drink of water, they would gather to see Uncle Sam drink." Well, whatever country we come from, we do represent that country. But higher still, if we're believers, we represent heaven and the Lord Jesus. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "We are ambassadors for Christ." People often couldn't care less about our songs, our prayers, our creeds, but they do watch and care how we live. Sons of God. So now we can tell who is a child of God and who belongs to Satan. Whoever is living a life of sin and doesn't love his brother shows that he's not in God's family. Dear friends, God the Father chose you long ago and knew you would become his children. See how very much your heavenly Father loves us, for he allows us to be called his children. Think of it. And we really are. But since most people don't know God, naturally they don't understand that we're his children. Yes, dear friends, we are already God's children right now, and we can't even imagine what it's going to be like later on. But we do know that when he comes, we will be like him, as a result of seeing him as he really is. He is like a father to us, tender and sympathetic to those who reverence him. Children of God, what a privilege to belong to the Lord, to be his children. A privilege, yes, and a responsibility.